With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday on the 10-Minute Tune, Eric sang about man colds. How men act when they get a cold. This was a little sample of it in the reaction.
Men become babies, babies, babies. Oh, so lazy, lazy, lazy. No, babies, babies, babies. Oh, they lay in bed and they whine, whine. Babies, babies, babies. Oh, the ladies, ladies, ladies. No, they're babies, babies, babies. Oh, they lay in bed and they whine, whine.
Diana in Santa Fe, 10-minute tune. Give us your review.
It was so awesome. The next 10-minute tune has to be about the people actually laughing hysterically in their vehicle because of those 10-minute tunes. People are looking at us like we're freaking crazy.
Hey, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tiffany from Magnolia.
Oh, Tiffany that suggested the song?
Yes.
All right, give us your review.
It was perfect. Aww. Like, the non-stop laughing.
Amazing. So glad we can make you smile today. It's a good day to get a smile on your face.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you know what? The only thing he missed was putting your husband's name in there. What's your husband's name?
Give him a shout out.
Yeah.
His name is Dane.
Is Dane feeling better today?
He's feeling much better.
Oh, good.
Tiffany, thanks for the callback. We love that.
By the way, Tiffany, a study does say men are more susceptible to the symptoms and they're worse and last longer.
I don't think so.
By the way, that was yesterday's song and the reaction. Thank you all so much. So the question becomes, what do we sing about today?
Yep.
713-881-5500 is the number. Do you have a topic? Because that's how it works. You tell us the topic. Eric's got to write and sing a song about it in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the 10-minute tune. You know how it works. You give us the topic. Eric has to write a song and perform it within 10 minutes on the Morning Bullpen.
I mean, it's an impressive feat, and we would love to have your suggestion. Lauren's on the phone in Kingwood. Lauren, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Wasps.
Wasps?
Yes.
Like the flying, stinging insects?
Yeah, they're horrible. And they jump out at you.
They do.
they jump out at you? It's a jumping wasp.
Yeah, and I actually ran into the door yesterday.
Oh, man. Are you okay?
Trying to get away from a wasp?
Yeah, I'm fine. Trying to get, yes.
Better than a sting, I guess, is a bump in a door.
All right. Yep. Well, we have covered insects in Houston a couple of weeks ago.
All right. We did kind of do that one. But Lauren, thank you for riding along with us.
Thank you.
Chad is on the phone in Rosenberg. Chad, it's great to chat with you, but what would you like Eric to sing about today?
I think the best choice would probably be Buc-ee's.
How have we never done a song about Buc-ee's, y'all?
I mean, we've included Buc-ee's in a couple of mentions, but we've never really dedicated a full 10-minute tune to Buc-ee's.
I 100% think it'd be a good choice.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing at Buc-ee's that I can put in the song?
Well, I mean, they're always well-stocked. They've got fudge. It's pretty awesome.
Fudge. Good one. Good fudge. One.
All right. Yeah, you can do that. They, what else?
They have plenty of memorabilia. So with that, you can 100% mention the beaver.
Okay.
Everybody loves that.
All right. You should. How could you not?
All right. I think that's plenty to work with. Thank you.
Chad? don't ever call this radio
Chad
station again.
Chad wants a beaver song, okay?
He wants a beaver song.
A right, beaver Bucky. Song.
Bucky.
I can dig with a beaver song.
All right. Eric, what do you think, Bucky?
I'm in. I don't know about the beaver, though.
All right, you got 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock before Chad says beaver again. It's the 10-minute tune, and it's coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. Eric's got about 3.5 minutes to get us a 10-minute tune about Bucky. Shannon in Angleton, what was your comment?
So I was just hearing about the Buckies. Is it too late to put my input?
No, we can text him right now. What should he include?
He loves when we text him in the middle of writing.
So I actually almost got in a fight at Buckies over one of their really pretty pictures, the artwork that they have.
Yeah? Who won?
Yeah, so I saw it like in January, went back in May, it was still there, had to go to the bathroom like really, really bad. So I went to the bathroom and I came back out, I was going to buy it, had intentions of buying it. And so I saw a worker, I was like, hey, how do I get that picture? And the woman's like, that picture? I said, yeah. She's like, oh, this woman's buying it. At the same time, I wanted it 5 months later, I wanted it. And she's like, no, I want it. I was like, but I wanted it for like 5 months. She's like, well, I'm going home with it. Oh, my God, for real. But I got a different one. It's hanging at my home.
Fine.
I love that story. All right, so just be aware, if you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend and you're stopping at Bucky's, don't fight with Shannon from Angleton, okay? Please don't fight with her, all right?
And y'all have a great day.
Well, I'm not sure he can incorporate all of that into the song, but we're going to find out what he did put in the song 3 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. This may have been one of the toughest ones I think Eric has had to do on our 10-minute tune. It's about Buc-ee's. And I think part of it is because Buc-ee's is so beloved here that you got to treat it right.
I don't know. There was a text message that said you should include the sucky Buc-ee's. You know, the little ones that don't have all the good stuff?
The sucky Buc-ee's.
I was like, that could be their own song because we all know a sucky Buc-ee's.
Stacy's on the phone. Stacy, good morning. What did you want to tell us?
Hi, my name is Stacy and I work at Buc-ee's.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Did you hear what I just said?
We have a Buc-ee's employee on
about
the phone.
The
all right,
Buc-ee's?
Eric just came back in the studio.
Eric, no pressure, but we have a fine member of Bull Nation on the phone named Stacy, and she works at Buc-ee's.
Oh, no.
What would you say that has to be in the song?
He has to write about our famous beaver nugget.
Famous beaver nuggets.
Okay, yeah. We heard from so many people that said, is beaver nugs in there?
Freaking Mo keeps texting me while I'm in there writing. If you can't tell, I'm super out of breath because I had to run all the way around this entire building to make sure that I included beaver nuggets. I went back and rewrote some of the parts.
All right. Would you say this is the toughest one you've had to write?
This, hands down, was one of the most difficult I've had to write.
This feels like the man flu where you're just like, woe is me. All right, just give me a freaking song and make it good about Buc-ee's.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the song and then you tell us what you think about it. All right, this is our Buc-ee's song this morning for the weekend.
Driving down the highway when the gas tank started blinking. I saw a big red sign with some buck-toothed platypus thing. I said, what the heck is Busey's? And I pulled up and I walked in. I almost had a heart attack. I'll tell you what I seen. Barbecue, hunt knives, got some shoes, a piece of pie, new headphones, 4 t-shirts, some jerky, some worms and dirt, beaver nugs, Texas flag, got a crawfish boiling bag, a mailbox, colored rocks, a folding chair, underwear, a beaver toy. After this, I forgot to get gas.
That may be my favorite one. What did you call it? A platypus?
The Bucky platypus thing. What the heck is Busey's?
Busey's. Oh, wait. Stacy's still on the phone
Miss
with
Stacy, us. Miss Stacy, who works at Bucky's.
So give us the official Bucky's review there, Stace.
It was good. It was good.
I don't think she liked it. I don't think she liked it. He had everything. He had the mailbox, the rocks.
You know what he forgot?
What'd I miss?
Fudge.
Oh, you didn't put fudge
in. The person that suggested you sing the song asked for fudge.
All right. 713.
Back to where? Another verse.
881-5500. What did you think? We're getting mixed reviews. Mo and I thought it was hilarious. Stacy was like, it was okay. What do you think? You're on the Morning Bullpen. Eric was tasked with doing a Bucky's song today. Here was part of it.
Tell you what I seen. Barbecue, hot knives, got some shoes, a piece of pie, new headphones, 4 t-shirts, some jerky, some worms and dirt, beaver nugs, Texas flag, got a crawfish boiling bag, a mailbox, colored rocks, a folding chair, underwear, a beaver toy. After this, I forgot to be gassed.
All right, what did you think of Eric's 10-minute tune about Bucky's? That's our question this morning on the Morning Bullpen.
Courtney's on the phone in Atascocita. Miss Courtney, break it to him gently.
I thought it was great, but unless I missed it, I didn't hear anything about the bathroom.
Eric.
Clean bathroom.
Start over.
All right. I need a second.
I'm making a list.
Volume 2. Bucky's Volume 2. That's a very good point. Very, very
Thanks,
good point.
Courtney. Thank
you. Diana in Santa Fe, what did you think about the Bucky song?
Oh, my gosh. That was so hilarious.
Thank you.
I disagree with that girl. It wasn't good. It was awesome.
Look at that. There we go.
Eric's mom's on the phone.
I love you, Mom. I'll see you later today.
When Eric started singing, I thought, that's not Eric, because he sounded so professional, so good.
Why, wait?
With his voice, and then I was like, no, that's Eric.
Yeah, he's back!
Diana, you started off so complimentary, and then you said it sounded so good that it couldn't possibly be me.
You all are killing me this morning.
I love everybody who's calling.
Casey in Santa Fe, what did you think of the Bucky song?
I thought it was hilarious, but I thought he missed what I always miss when I go to Bucky's. I forget the ice.
Putting it on the list.
Definitely, we got to do. All right, for 4th of July, we got to come by.
Second try.
We gotta do a different version.
Casey.
Here's the problem. There's so much stuff at Bucky's. Like, we could do it for every holiday and just keep including stuff. It's our Busey's or Bucky's. I'm sorry. 10-minute tune. Wow. It's going to be available on the podcast, right? How do they get it, Eric?
Yep. TheMorningBullpen.com, and you can get it on any podcast platform.
There we go. I love it. Thank y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.